Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today we're going to be joined by Derry Thatcher. We're going to be talking about USU Extension's upcoming glass etching night. So something you're not going to want to miss if you're into the arts. So Derry, thank you again for taking the time to come join us.
Yeah, and thank you for having us, letting us promote our class.
So let's talk about some of the specifics of this. Monday, July 22nd, 6 to 7:30 p.m. is when this glass etching night is going to be held. $25 per person up at the Carbon County Events Center. Now, if there are people who want to sign up for this, what's the best way they should do that?
So you can either register online at eventbrite.com, or you can come into our extension office.
So a pretty easy sign-up process for it. And let's talk about glass etching first. So just give a brief overview for people who might not have taken seventh grade art. What is glass etching?
So it's where we take really any type of glass, like wine glasses or cake pans, or in our case, we're doing coasters. And what we do is we put stencils on them, whether it's like a name or flowers, and then you take it's some type of acid, it's called armor etch, and then you paint it on the stencil, which is pasted on the glass, and you let it sit for so many minutes, and then you wipe it off, and the acid has kind of stained the glass, where it's like etched into the glass, and then you wipe it off, and you just rinse it off, and after that, you've got your etched stencil, or your etched...
Well, there you go. That is quite the cool process, honestly, when you start thinking about all the things that go into it. And so will you be designing stencils there, or will they be pre-made stencils?
So we will have both. We will have some pre-made stencils for you guys, but also we will have a Cricut there if you guys wanted to do something different.
Yeah, glass etching, just... What? I was never the most artistic kid in school, so my glass-etched mirror that I did back in seventh grade, just I see it sometimes in my parents' garage, and it's haunted me. So let's talk about more fully in a picture the USU Extension Adult Craft Nights, because this is something that I really love for this community is that they're putting on. So can you just kind of explain what the purpose and the motive behind this is?
So our USU Extension is offering our summer craft nights to help build and enhance community connection. So during kind of COVID, there's studies that have shown that loneliness is a big, like it's a struggle with our communities nowadays and after COVID because everything kind of shut down. And so we're trying to promote these summer craft nights to build connection and kind of get out in the community. And building community connections can combat feelings of loneliness and isolation. And we're kind of just making it so you guys can have a sense of belongingness and purpose in the community. And then it also builds social networks. So as you go out to the grocery store and be like, hey, I know that person. I saw you at the craft night. How are you doing? And it's you never would have known that person, but you see them throughout the whole community. And that's kind of why we like to put these on to get more community connection.
Yeah, so it's something that just, it's really important for the community, especially in these post-COVID years, because whether you like to admit it or not, that definitely had a psychological effect on a lot of people, that feeling of isolation and just kind of dread of what's coming next. This is a good way to combat it, like you said.
Yeah, that's why we really are trying to promote these classes. And we've had a couple throughout the summer before, and we're going to have them like throughout the rest of the summer too. So we have a couple more classes coming up. And so if you kind of just want to watch out for the upcoming classes also, we have a whole bunch throughout the summertime just to promote like less loneliness. I don't
know how to put it. Hey, that's a good way to put it, you know? And it's a good way to, like you said, get out and meet people. Now, Derry, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
I think that's about it. Just, we hope you guys would like to come out to our classes.
And again, this glass etching night is going to be held at the Carbon County Events Center on Monday, July 22nd from 6 to 7:30 p.m. $25 per person. You can register in person at the USU Extension office or on Eventbrite. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.